As she did every day before going to work at the laundry, Vera Baldwin stood over the grave of her late husband, Thomas. Tenderly smoothing her hand over her ever-growing belly, she fought the tears threatening to fall. They came less and less, but on days like today, it was hard to fight them off. "Soon, Thomas, everyone will know the precious gift you left behind. I had hoped to keep it to myself for as long as I could, by hiding my secret under my clothes. I don't know how much longer I will be able to do that, as I believe the new year will bring the arrival of our child," she said, wiping away the tears with the back of her hand. "It is a comfort to know that I'll always have a piece of you to hold and love every day of my life. Thank you, my love." Kneeling, she placed a kiss on the marker with her hand. "I will love you always." Standing, Vera blew one more kiss at her deceased husband's grave, then turned and began walking toward Blessings Valley. Back to Nana's laundry, that was now her life as a laundress. It wasn't how she imagined it would be when she and Thomas had married only 2 years earlier. Pausing at the church, Vera crossed herself and said a prayer for both her baby and for Thomas. She prayed her sometimes gruff husband had found his place with God. She smiled, thinking of their courtship. Thomas, 3 years her senior, rode onto her father's ranch one winter day looking for work. After only a few months as a ranch hand, Vera knew her heart would belong to Thomas. And he felt the same way. So much so that he asked her to marry him after getting her father's permission. So, on her 20th birthday, as they stood on the front porch in front of her family and the local preacher, she became Mrs. Thomas Baldwin. 2 years later, influenza took her mother and father, and the bank took the ranch after they'd already set out for the Oklahoma Territory and finally settled in Blessings Valley 6 months ago. In the space of only a few years, Vera had turned from a rancher's daughter into a miner's wife. Now, she was a widow on her own, but she had more than herself to care for. There was a baby on the way, and before long, she wouldn't be able to hide her secret under her clothes. "Maybe I could ask Elizabeth Hamilton to alter a few of my dresses. She'd keep my secret if I asked her, wouldn't she?" At least until the time came when Vera felt like she wanted to share it with everyone. If she could hide away until the baby came, she would. "Morning," Vera called out, walking through the back door to Nana's. "Morning, Vera," Molly answered, placing a folded bedsheet into a basket marked for the boarding house. "This is ready to go back to the boarding house. Do you think you can manage?" "Yes," Vera answered, laughing nervously. "Why do you ask?" "Well, a woman in your condition," Molly smiled, winking at Vera. "Don't think I haven't noticed." "My condition?" Vera stammered, her heart skipping a beat. "Just because I'm a widow doesn't mean I can't carry a laundry basket anymore." "Anything you say," Molly laughed. "In the meantime, please take this over to the boarding house and pick up what Willa has that needs to be laundered." Vera nodded, gathering the wicker basket in her arms, then heading out the door and across the street. Did Molly suspect? It clearly seemed so. How could she, when I've been so careful not to draw attention to myself? No, she's grasping at straws. Reaching the boarding house, she went to the back door where she knew Willa would be, in the kitchen, this time of the morning, preparing breakfast. As she rounded the corner, her stomach revolted slightly as the rich smell of coffee assaulted her senses. Pausing for a moment, she sucked in several deep breaths until her tummy settled down and the nausea passed.